Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for kickoffs and kick-ons.
Well, that is officially halftime of the superb rugby season. That's right, we are halfway through, and I don't think I'm going off half-cocked when I say it has been the most superb half of a superb rugby season ever. So in half a room full of half mongrels, we deliver you to you today our halfway Wallabies.
Straight into it.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, we're teasing it.
Oh, no, we're teasing. So later on, because we're halfway.
Who's hosting here?
It's a good question.
Yeah, it was an aggressive question.
The boys, three experts, who Joe Schmidt has given his power to, will be picking their halfway Wallabies, who's performed the best during the superb rugby. Are you doing people outside of the superb rugby, guys?
Well, if they're going to be eligible. Okay. I heard something the other day that maybe they're going to scrap it entirely. Well, it's on the table.
The Giddo Law?
Yeah.
Oh, hang Mitchell on. I forgot to introduce you. It's written here. Intro the lads. Let me bring in the lads. A man who, when you get to know him, is not half bad. He is a glass and a half of handsomeness. A man who last week put half of Hong Kong in a drunken half Nelson. It's Adam Asher Cooper.
Yeah, Adam.
I'd say it's probably more than Hong Kong, half of Hong Kong.
It's great to be here. Great to be alive, Prof.
Touch and go for a while there. And of course, Swoop's better half, a man who has half a mind to tell you his half-baked ideas while being half-naked. It's Drew Mitchell.
Hey.
Viv, ding, ding, ding. And finally, a man, San Diego's current half, who is halfway packed to heading halfway around the world. It's Matt Gitto.
Yeah, good to have you. Is this really the last time we're going to have you in studio?
Last time in studio. No. Yeah, I know. It's sad for me too.
Say goodbye.
Not yet. Sing that later.
I was just singing because Hugo, he's one of the great singers.
Yeah. He is. Did he do any Les Mis for you while
he
we were on?
Oh, God. It was about 6 a.m. on the way home from One Chai. Pumping out the vocals. Yeah. Hey, Gweet.
Yeah.
So how many games left over in the MLR?
There'll be, when I get there, 2 before the bye, and then the rest of the back end could be 6 games in the finals.
Ooh. You ready?
No choice, son.
Is that a bit earlier than you thought?
Yeah, went a little early. I tend to do that.
A bit of pre-cum there?
It was good. I enjoyed it over there.
Did a flare go up? Get Goitano over? You guys are doing all right, though, aren't you?
Yeah, they're doing really well. Yeah, I think it's just this timing worked where I had no more commitments except for
I don't worry about
this
us.
Glorious podcast. Well, I knew you'd survive.
Yeah.
You've now got Swoop. Swoop even asked me a question then.
Yeah.
Like he's a new man.
Now, early murmurings of us making it over to San Diego.
Really?
For our show. I probably shouldn't tell you that. You've just recovered from Hong Kong. early talks to get the pod over to San Diego. Wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
I don't know.
it'd be all
another
right.
Another overseas trip on the radar doesn't sit well with
can
me.
Can you get into America?
Or my wife.
Hey? Can you get into America?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, definitely.
You know California well.
We still got visas.
Mm.
I can get there for the next 2 years. Drew.
Less paperwork, Ollie. That's brilliant. How have you been since Hong Kong? Talk to me about the demons.
Oh, there were a few. It was an emotional week. Fair to say it wasn't all that productive. It's still not that productive, and we're a couple of Mondays in from Hong Kong. But, no, look, it was great to get home, Prof. It's great to get on that bird. I think I was done before takeoff.
Yeah.
In the upright position.
Yeah, you were out. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. You were still putting your bag in. You hadn't sat down.
And you know what? I may as well have turned right because I was basically sleeping for 8 hours like this. Huh?
I was saying you didn't get the left experience.
Didn't get the left experience. Although that little lounge prior to getting on the bird was
cafe
nice.
Lounge.
Yeah, Cathay Pacific.
The noodle bar.
You didn't like the noodles. You weren't into the noodle. What was your plug?
Oh, no, I was into the noodles.
If you plugged
the
noodles.
Hong Kong Tourism Board, I did the noodle package.
Yeah, right.
You did. Yeah. I did the pizza oven, if that's you remember.
Right. Yeah.
But I tell you, the meatballs. Oof.
You did the relax room.
I did the relax room. Did you have tea?
I had the tea room, yeah.
Let me put it to you. Do you miss Hong Kong? Like right now sitting here.
Parts of it, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Never
the departure tunnel.
But we will go back next year.
100%. By that time, we'll be ready to go.
Love.
So for me, I feel good too, Prof. Thanks for asking.
But you weren't in any... The dark, deep hole that this guy was in. Do you reckon he was as bad?
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It's not till September 9th or something like that. Are you okay, Dave? I'm okay. So I actually started my very new job first day on the Tuesday before we boarded to Hong Kong. First day, HR induction, all that sort of sexual harassment, all that sort of stuff. Tick all those boxes.
Yeah, lucky you went in there.
And then Wednesday morning, took off to Hong Kong. See ya, team. I'm off to Hong Kong for 5 days and got back mid-morning Monday. And as everyone would have listened to the last pod, I had no voice. I'm in pubs sales at Savills. So if anyone listening owns a pub or wants to buy a pub, I'm your boy. But obviously, I just couldn't speak. I called my boss. I text my boss, saying, mate, I don't have a voice. It's
this
probably
is
best.
Second day on the job.
It's better for everyone that I don't come in today. And he's like, yeah, start fresh tomorrow. So I've actually been pretty productive since being back. Just productive for me in my role is go to pubs, meet Republicans and have a beer.
Yeah.
So I think that's sort of
that's
still
your,
going.
You've
that's
found
your niche.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're back at work on Tuesday, though?
Yep. Back at work Tuesday, Wednesday. Went to ACC Rugby on Thursday and Friday.
Oh, mate, you've got issues.
I know. I know.
And we had a lunch on Saturday.
We had lunch on Saturday, went to the races after lunch. Yeah. And then I had a birthday after that I went to. Sunday, I watched the UFC all day.
What time did you get home Sunday morning?
4.
Wow. Mm. I didn't think you were going to be that honest with me, but yeah, tell everyone. Tell everyone how much you got.
And Goit recovered well, obviously, with the calves a bit sore after running the peak, or?
They're okay. I had a masseuse waiting for me when I got home.
Oh, did you? Yeah,
give me a nice flush.
Thanks. Bianca.
Bianca.
Yeah.
Hey, guess who's joining us today, guys?
Who is it?
It's All Black superstar Caleb Clark.
Oh, CC.
Yeah, good
CC
get
on
for
the
this
cocoa.
Pod. Yeah.
For KK.
I know, but like CC on the cocoa.
Yeah, got ya.
CC on the KK.
It works.
Love it. From DC to CC. I mean, we are flying. This pod is absolutely on the up. If you did miss last week's show, get in and watch it. The Hong Kong special. Mm. It's gone bananas on YouTube. People have loved it. And if you do work for a tourism board that loves people just coming and ripping in your country, send us an email. We are very good at it. Hey, there's a brand new segment today for you Northern Hemisphere legends.
Mm.
It's called the Northern Hemisphere legends segment. We're going to get into it. It's going to be great. Just a bit of an update. Plenty of stuff happening up there. Some quarterfinals in the, tell me what the comp is.
Champions Cup.
Wonderful, fantastic. And it's very important. Hey, today with these little things, I think you guys are going to help me. I feel like I talk too much at the top.
Okay.
So can you do the merchandise plug for me? Just say what's happening.
Yeah, merchandise is available even for you you thicker fuckers out there. We've got big sizes. It's more available. I know that maybe a couple had a bit of issue with shipping over the weekend, but that's been sorted. So get online to this link and links in the bio, all that sort of stuff, and buy your merch. And also what we want to see is send us some pics of where you're wearing the merch.
Mate, it's Manly Swim Centre.
Yeah.
I was in the pool with my kids and a guy swam up. Mm. I thought, oh, here we go again. You know, just...
With the shirt on.
No, but he said, I'm really...
Oh, seeing that's strange.
Yeah. I just, the swim centre, like swim up to here, you know what's next, right? But anyway, that didn't happen. But he said to me, I'm really embarrassed. I went, oh, what's wrong? He said, I've worn the shirt to the swim centre and now you're here. And I was like, I am so stoked, dude. I didn't think anybody would actually buy them.
Yeah.
So then I got the photo, sent it to you boys. We'll put it up now. So people are buying them.
Yes. Yeah.
And he was really normal.
And wearing them.
Yeah, I had a couple of people, like friends of mine.
Wearing
that, he wasn't wearing, but his partner was.
Oh, I like
also
that.
Also a nice option, fellas.
Yeah.
Well, buy one for your partner, a nice little nightshirt.
Yeah. When's Valentine's Day?
Oh, I don't know. It's December.
Are we missed it? You could get in early.
What greater encouragement? Your missus wearing a shirt saying, Schmidt it in.
She might even get it in the Schmitter if she's lucky.
Mate, that was perfect. And then we all knew what he was saying. Oh, mate. All right.
I'm a little bit furry. I'm looking for a female.
Now, the bloke I met who was Will was saying kid sizes. Guys, apparently he coaches a kids team.
Oh, kids get around with Schmidt it in.
How good would that be? Schmidt it in. Mufti day at school.
No.
They can just get the Coco Show one.
Yeah, so kid sizes.
I didn't know that kids would be watching this show.
Yeah. Especially with that sort of gear that Swoop's running with today. Good gear. Social Swoop, I want you to do them for us, mate.
Mate, any social platform that you know of, just get to Kickoffs and Kick-Ons. It's all the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bang. Except got an end.
YouTube.
Oh, is
YouTube.
That it? Like and subscribe.
Booyah.
Man. If you subscribe the first time, then you don't have to worry about searching. It just pops up, you know?
Is that right? Subscribe. Also, we're at about 13,500 subscribers, so we're looking pretty good. No neck pat.
Getting nervous.
Yeah, I think we're safe. Right.
It's a shame, though. I was actually pretty pumped about that.
Yeah, you love the wig in Hong Kong.
Also, say this, eventually we may get to 50. Have we got a timeline?
Yeah, the Super Rugby final.
As kickoff happens. As the Brumbies are kicking off to the Reds.
That's sad.
We see what I did there? I had two Aussie sides in the final.
Yeah. I noticed.
I got a little stat for you.
Left
later.
The Tars out.
Well, sorry, Swoop. Social snitches. I'm going to do this one. Okay. It's a wonderful segment. People send in photographs, videos of our three esteemed panel members. They've been in the media for a very long time. This is a brilliant one. This has apparently happened in France.
Oh.
Drew Mitchell, how many years were you on the pole? Drew, is you make a good living?
You can see there, my right ankle, the one that you can kind of see most of it off, there's a good, healthy scar down that. I was actually...
Rehabbing
my broken ankle around 2012. Yeah, I went over to Mexico, Cabo San Lucas, that's where that was. And I thought, you know what, these fucking pins... They can pinch to that pole and make me stay up there.
Can you just explain exactly what's in the photo? I don't think I did that at the top.
Oh, right. So it's basically me at an establishment which had a pole on the dance podium. I'm hanging effectively upside down with my arms out. It's kind of almost the...
Levitating, though.
The opposite of the Titanic.
Yeah. I love these social snitches because every time they're pretty much true.
Yeah. Have we had one of the other? Oh, we've just had where you guys are looking up each other's coits. Yeah. But Drew was the best shot in that as well, wasn't he? Yeah. All right, keep sending them in. Social snitches, where at? Swoop, where are they sending them?
Kickoffs and kick-ons, wonderful. Except if you're sending
YouTube.
Them to YouTube.
Don't send them to YouTube. You would never do that.
No, you wouldn't do it.
It's ridiculous. hey, time for our rugby roundup segment. Yes, superb rugby. We have reached halfway, as we established at the top of the show. Four games, split round. Love a split round. Moana, 17, defeated the Reds, 14. Fair to say the story from this one was a lack of discipline.
Yep. Yeah, two red cards for the Reds hurt them. And also leadership roles, you know, like a couple of their bigger name players. Tate McDermott went off. And then Fraser was, I think, was maybe the 73rd minute. Moana scored with two men overlap, I suppose. But... I know the Reds started so well, and they've lost three in the trot now.
I have, yeah.
So Les Kiss has to bring them together.
Credit to Moana as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've been getting flogged the last couple of weeks, so you know they showed a lot, you know, back at home, you know, to get that win. So I thought they played really well.
Julian Saavedra still scoring tries, extending his lead out in the top of the.
Though? Because TJ Perenara scored a couple of games for the Canes. Yeah. So he's now equaled back up.
Yes,
Well, there you go. It's a good little competition within
good
the
race.
Competition.
Yeah.
But also, I think some of the experience Moana had off the bench, Christian Lele Lufano, Sakopi Kepu as well. Like, you know, no surprise in the back end of the game, getting themselves in the right positions. It's, you know, experience. You know,
so how would Les Kiss deal with that after the game when it's a lack of control, swinging arms and heads, and would he be still pretty spiritual? Would he still be burning the incense, or do you think Les would raise his voice?
Would would be much deserved. I mean, it was a frustrating watch. I mean, the Reds were the first leg of my four-leg multi over the weekend. I was out after Friday afternoon, but the next three went on to win. That's just
Did
how
they?
It goes about it. Yeah.
Well, what were your other three legs?
For not chasing. Tars head-to-head into Canes, into Rebs. So, I mean, it was a tidy little, mate, the value.
I don't know if... you would have got lovely odds.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't know if Les is the spraying type. No. I think he'd be the type of coach that if he just came in and just went, I'm disappointed in you blokes. Like, that would hurt more than a spray from Les.
Yeah, I reckon there's enough senior players and experienced players in that group to be able to, I don't know, have the right conversations.
Maybe he doesn't even need to say anything.
Yeah. Maybe boys just plant will know a couple of seeds and let the group take over it. You need that response.
Beautiful. Waratahs 43 defeated the Crusaders 40, the 10-year anniversary. Swoop, you were there. You were in the stadium.
It was a cracking night. I mean, they hosted the 2014 players to the game. Well, I mean, the players that were available to attend anyway. There's still a lot of players that are playing overseas. Five in Japan. A couple are over there in Hugh Roach and Greg Peterson, obviously, with San Diego in the MLR. A couple are in Europe. So there was about 12 players, about 15 staff. And we had the opportunity to walk around the field before the game and then create a bit of a tunnel. A guard of honour, I think it is.
Yeah,
and we got nice and tight, clapped the boys onto the field.
Not so much honour with you in it. Not so much honour with you in it. What time did you start? Did you guys have a little couple of
We met
settlers?
At the Light Brigade.
At what time?
I got there about 5:30.
So how are you by the time you put your head on the pillow?
They were all mid-strengths most of the night. Yeah.
Most of the night.
Mate of mine was at the game, and he said during the game they were putting shots up at the players. And he said, when you're... picture came up. Big roar.
Was it?
Massive roar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said a dad behind him said to his son, son, that's holiday Swoop. That's why they
you can be him one day.
You'll be holiday Swoop.
Have one of these.
Night.
You're on your way.
Story obviously Will Harrison coming on, replacing Tane Edmed, kicking that penalty to tie it up in the 82nd minute, and then obviously the drop goal in Golden Point.
Yeah. That's huge. I mean it's
massive.
Almost not the same, but replicated what you boys did in the final 10 years ago. You know, right on the siren.
13 lead changes, I think. Yeah. Tommy, is that right? 13 lead changes throughout that game.
Good game of footy.
The boys had it, and then obviously that last play of the game from the Crusaders, they went down that edge off that scrum.
Yeah.
I mean, Lockie Swinton probably didn't sell it enough, being held back, but whether or not...
Can I just say how well he wears a high pant?
Yeah. Oh, I love the first try. They were right up.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I do. I love a high pant. I love a tuck in.
I don't mind a tuck. You're a big tucker, but
big
not
tuck.
A high pant.
Yeah.
I reckon they could just be small shorts.
Maybe. I think they're above the navel.
He can do it, though. He's got a great rig.
Well, you know what else he looks good in?
Hey, what?
A suit, because I saw him and a few of the boys out at the races this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Good form.
Good form. Boys are in good form.
Good.
Hurricanes 36 defeated the Chiefs 23. As we mentioned, TJ Perenara, he bagged a double to equal the tournament's all-time try-scoring record. So that's nice. A little bit of toing and froing there. I guess all you'd say is that the Hurricanes, they were dominant.
Yeah. Thought the first half they should have been ahead by more. They let the Chiefs back in. I think with the penalty, the game, I thought the first half probably didn't reflect. The scoreline didn't reflect actually where the game was at. The Canes were really dominant. Then when the Chiefs actually scored first after the halftime break, I thought maybe Chiefs are in for it, but Canes, they're a special side.
Unbeaten. But Drua next week in Fiji, toughest of road trips.
Yeah.
Do they keep that unbeaten record?
I think so.
You
don't know.
Obviously the home ground is one thing, but the conditions you can get in Fiji, as we've seen in last couple of home matches there,
Monsoon.
Can play a huge part. So, I don't know, that'll be one to watch.
They've got a couple out too, the Drua, now.
That could be the, that was a bit lied to on the sentencing. I think they got 3 weeks and not much or something.
Wasn't it 10?
It was
four,
like
maybe?
Ten, one, I think Frank's was 10, brought down to 6.
Yeah, and one was they didn't bring, 6 down to 4,
they
I
didn't
think.
Say what the mitigating factors were that they brought it down. Like, it's all a little bit like, if you're not going to give them 10, don't say 10. Just give them 6.
Who's they when you talk about they?
Like the...
Them.
Is it them?
The commission.
Them.
Yeah, like
bloody commissioner.
Otherwise, it's just too much. Now we talk about why was it 10 and they're not 6. Just say 6.
Yeah.
Then we've got nowhere to...
It's not hard, is it, Drew?
You just say what you're going to give them.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. Swoop, I want you to take this one. Sure. By the horns. Rebels 47 defeated the Highlanders 31. There's a certain little Aussie talent that's coming through. Bag three of them.
Hey?
Derby.
How good is he?
Yeah.
He's going all right, mate. That try where he had the awareness of the fact that he's on the edge, fullback covering across. I'm just going to put it through. Yeah. A little tickle down the edge. Kept it in play. Mm. Got the bounce. Finished it. Mm. Class.
Yeah, he's
very Mitchell-esque.
You reckon?
We've moved on from Darcy last year to Derby.
Yeah, we're on the Derby train.
Yeah.
And
you love
obviously,
a dub.
I do love a dub. Dub. And second in just before the half time, and then obviously picked up some fruit and got the chockies right at the death.
Got fruit and chockies.
Yeah, we love fruit, don't we?
Bit of Black Forest.
Yeah. And as Goog mentioned, called him the beekeeper, Sticky Fingers, which I thought was nice. Yeah,
no, very good. Now, we are naming our Wallabies 15. Wouldn't it be nice slot in there at number 11 and number 14?
Tool shed.
And the tool shed.
I knew you were going to
Mate, you're a real wanker.
You're right. Sorry, I'm just an observer.
That's ours.
I'm sorry.
That holds no weight, that opinion.
Yeah. I've just become one None of those presenters that gives his opinion.
It's almost like we shouldn't pick them.
You just ask questions.
They're not in now.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You can't.
Well, you've ruined it.
You just had them sacked.
I'll move the tool shed to prop if I have to.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, now I'm not doing it.
What?
I was going to do it.
I will not say anything else. Hey, here's a little curveball for you. Lancaster might be left with an interesting decision.
Yeah.
You know this one?
Yep.
You
Olympics.
Tell me. Yeah. Talk to me.
Well, he's got a clause in his...
He's the best, doesn't he?
He's got a clause in his contract during the Super Rugby season to, if he wants to, or if he's selected to go and play for the Aussies in Paris at the Olympics. So... Look, that's just going to be a decision he has to make, but also one that I would say he'd have to consult with John Minetti and the team at the Aussie Sevens, because, you know, I would imagine it wouldn't just be for the Olympics. He'd want him for the last couple of tournaments going into that. So it wouldn't just be a case of missing 1 or 2 weeks. It'd be probably the back half of the season.
Very interesting.
And the Rebels, I think they've won 3 on the trot now.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
So they're almost the opposite, 4 on the trot. Mm. They're the opposite to the Reds. Started poorly, come good. Reds have started well.
They're fourth.
They moved up before.
Yeah, well, the Rebels have never played finals footy in Superb Rugby.
Really?
And the year when they've...
Even now when 2/3 of the whole comp get in. Jeez.
I'm pushing for all 12 teams in the finals. Always have been. Hey, it's time for our favourite segment.
It is.
Super Sizzler. Here it is.
Super Sizzler. Brought to you by Beef Eater. Life tastes better outdoors.
Now, as we can all see, there is still some bloody great weather out there, in particular in Australia. I don't know what you blokes did on the weekend. Jesus, that was some good weather.
Mm.
So it's still time to get out there and fire up a barbecue and watch some superb rugby. Again, it is a massive thanks to Appliances Online. They've lined up this Beef Eater little... What's over there? Sorry, barbecue for us and the Beef Eater. Isn't that a beautiful barbecue?
Mate, feels good.
It does it? The so Beef Eater support. And this little fridge here, this little baby, that's a Beef Eater as well.
Sure is.
You're kidding.
That's where you put your raw beef before you cook the beef.
Mm. Straight away. And beer. If you are a beer sponsor, that's where your beer would go. Where are the beer sponsors?
And in there.
That's right. And then in there. Yeah. All right. Super Sizzler brought to you by Beef Eater. Boys, you know how it works. Who wants to go first?
I will. I'll go with Derby Lancaster. 3 tries. I thought he was amazing. That little, you know, the little fruit for the chocolates.
Sticky fingers.
Yeah, that's me. So that's
the bomber. He deserves a Beef Eater.
And he doesn't have... What are you going to ask me?
Has he got a Beef Eater?
He doesn't, but he'd love one.
He'd love... You know, what about this? A barbecue for each try. 3 Beef Eaters.
Send them down.
Yeah.
Express post.
All right, boys, who's next?
Swoop Dog.
Yeah.
mate, I'm going... Given that we were there on the weekend, it was a special win for the Tars. I'm going Will Harrison off the bench.
Very good.
And obviously, given his journey, 2 years out of the game, face all sorts of adversity, but to come on and do it from a position... It was a tough one, was it? A bit of 2014 about it. Nardi,
yeah.
About
no, it
40,
was a tough kick. Yeah, 42, I agree.
A bit longer than Nards, actually.
Yeah.
44.
Yeah. And tougher
between,
angle.
Between the sticks to go to Super Point or Golden Point, whatever you
Super.
Call it.
Super
Sorry, point? Did I say golden
superb.
Point?
That's okay.
It doesn't matter. Superb point.
You're a bit of a leaguey wanker like that, aren't you, Prof?
Yes.
It's a rugby show. Super point. And then obviously pulls it back into position and off the left, through the post.
Oh. Yeah. Chocolates.
Ask me.
Has it?
Do he hasn't got one.
What?
No, yeah. He doesn't.
He doesn't?
No, he told me on the weekend.
Oh, yeah. So odd.
Were you just talking barbecues?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Just as like, Oi, what's up? You have a barbecue? He's
We're like, thinking about giving
I
you
said,
the
well,
beef
play well and you might get one.
Yeah.
Maybe we can give him the option.
Of the
that beef
or the
feeder or this beef feeder, yeah.
We could do that.
Oh, and actually, you know
come
what?
As a package.
He deserves both.
Yeah, I think so.
Congratulations. Can you follow those two, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to follow them in. I've got a couple.
Oh, yeah.
One, just a, I guess a notable mention. You kind of touched on it. The boys up in Japan from the Waratahs 2014 win. There were six of them. Izzy Folau, Paddy Ryan, Matt Lucas, Bernard Foley, Wycliffe Palu.
There's only five, I think, bro.
And Bernard Foley. No, there's six in
no,
the
No, you've already said
you
no.
You said Foley twice.
There was only five in the photo,
let's get clarity here.
Oh,
pause.
Phipps. Fanger.
And Nick Phipps. Yeah,
yeah Fanger. There were six.
Yeah. I thought that was great that they took the time in you know, like their competition up there in Japan to get together and commemorate their win. But the super sizzler for me, he's been mentioned, Lachie Swinton. I think not just the last weekend's performance. I think like, he's just, since he's come back, he's just really added a bit of starch in that Waratahs forward pack. He's looking quick. He's looking big. He's looking lean. I like his little frosted tips. You know, I did that when I first started out. It worked for a point. Then you got to chop it. But also talk about adversity. Like he had some pretty tough times with his shoulder. Last year he had some you know like a long layoff because it was nerve damage. And there's no saying when those nerves are going to spark back up and start activating the muscles you need. And he was out with a shoulder injury, and through my previous job with the broadcasters, I took him axe throwing.
Oh.
Yeah, I took him
and
axe throwing.
Was it his dominant shoulder? The nerve?
Well, you got to use both hands for axe throwing.
Really?
And after a few axe throws, he was like, oh, I should probably maybe park this.
And then really? He was out for
and
a
we've, and we've seen him this year. So it's great to see him back.
Yeah.
Imagine him. Oh, by the way, has he got a barbecue?
He doesn't have a barbecue.
Imagine him standing
there's so
at
many
that.
People that don't have
it's
a barbecue.
In Australia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Imagine him standing at that barbecue, shirt off, just with the pan a little high, just with the double plug.
Not able to lift the lid.
No, he's good now. Shoulders are good. Good now. I'll be there to lift it for him.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Well, we're sending one your way. Super Sizzler is Australian rugby as a whole.
Oh, wow.
Well, gee, you're a suck up.
What do you mean?
And they've got a barbecue.
No,
I've been there.
Listen to this stat. This is from the rugby column.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a percentage of wins against New Zealand sides by Australian sides. 2021, there was 8% of wins. 2022, 20% of wins. 2023, 20% of wins. This year, 41%. 2024, we are dominating
on
the weekend,
honey. There was a time my brother asked me, he said, how do you reckon they'll go this year against New Zealand sides? I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, the TAB have offered if Australian rugby don't get any wins or maybe one team will win, in a calendar year against a New Zealand team, was paying even money.
You're kidding.
That was a while ago, though. Yeah. But now, you couldn't offer it.
Two games on the weekend between Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
And we won both.
Yeah.
Easily. Schmitted it in. Both of them.
Oh, we lost to Moana.
Huh? What?
We lost to Moana Pacific.
No, but that's not a New Zealand team.
Yeah.
It was in New
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
New Zealand.
And who wins that one, guys?
A point.
Is that one all? Is that split?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm happy with it.
40%. Not 41 anymore. It's 40. 40. Still good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
What are you going to do with barbecues?
Oh, everybody in Australian rugby will get a beef eater. I think that includes you, blokes.
Congrats.
Oh, I've got one.
Of course.
As soon as this came on, I saw how good it was and I bought one.
Of course you did.
I bought the fridge.
Yeah. Did you? Wonderful. And Swoop, you bought the...
Have they got another?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. Okay. It's time now, gents, for our very, very special guest. You ready for this?
Yeah, hit us.
This is a genuine superstar of the game. Hey, Caleb, I know you're listening, but what we like to do is a little intro that Tommy writes for our guests. He tends to be pretty nice to our guests. Lately, so here we go. Our guest this week is a one-man wrecking ball that leaves luckless defenders in his wake. Some have said he is a genetic unicorn that is 90% glutes and 10% everything else. He is the perfect mix between pace, power and beautiful hair. I mean, what else do you want in a modern-day winger? Although he plays for that pretty good team from across the ditch, he is one of these players that all rugby fans sit back and marvel at as he tears the game a new one week in and week out. So please welcome a man that with ball in hand has a fearsome bump, and then as he runs over you, you can take in his peachy rump. I'm talking about the All Black out wide that makes you want to hide, or the guy that will leave you in a pile, then give you a cheeky smile. It is the one and only Mr. Caleb Clark.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. It's probably the nicest thing that's everyone ever said to me. So.
Yeah, that's... thank you so much. Why are you going all soft, Tommy? You're going really nice, lad.
I think Tommy's a bit of a Caleb Clark fan. He was sitting there watching clips of you all day, Tommy, weren't you? Let's start with how are you, Caleb? How are you going?
No, good, good. Real honoured to be on here, so thank you for the invite. New week. I feel pretty good after a bye week, so body feels good. Happy to be back with the boys and, yeah, looking forward to some rugby on the weekend.
How long did you get off? I mean, how long did the coaches give you? I can't imagine it'd be too long. You guys are sitting pretty well, traveling. I think you're, second on the ladder? I can't imagine you got too much time off, or did they actually give you the week?
No, they gave us the week. We had a good preparation coming into the force, and so Drin said to us, boys, if it's a performance that we're proud of, then we'll have the week off. And so all of us took that and just ran with it. And
that's generally the way, though. Remember, if your team's going well, the coach's like, "Yeah, go off you go." But when your team's struggling, he just gives you a couple of days. You know, you're traveling pretty shit. Yeah.
Caleb, you just said you ran with it. Where did you run with it, mate? What did you do in your time off?
Pretty much the next day, because we played on the Friday. We were over to Sydney on the Saturday to watch my mate Roger play his 200th game for the Wilds.
Oh, nice.
So did that, and then pretty much came home on the Sunday and just barely time, relaxed, and just hung out with my dog. So nice and chill.
You didn't manage to get any squatting done during your week off. The reason I ask is you've got luscious quads. I love them. I think they're phenomenal.
Yeah, they are.
But Drew's always pride himself on being the squat king, strong legs.
Well, I wouldn't say king, but I can squat.
You would say king.
Okay,
you
said king.
where are you at with your squatting? What's your best you've ever done?
I had bad hips over the years, so I haven't squatted in like the last one's trap bar deadlift because my go-to.
Oh yeah,
Drew, can you compare to that one?
I don't mind a bit of a trap bar deadlift when we came back for 2015. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lovely option rather than the front grip, the side grip.
Yeah. How does it work? Sorry, guys. I mean, I go to the gym a lot.
yeah.
But when I'm on the elliptical, I don't really see. How does it work,
wow.
Caleb? Who wants to show it here? Just quickly, just.
Oh, the trap bar?
Yeah, just show it.
I mean, the trap bar is sort of one of those...
It's something you stand
sort of
in.
Like a diamond-shaped bar.
I've seen blokes doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hips forward. Yeah. So what are we talking there? Quads. What type of numbers? What do you got for us?
Oh, actually, because we had the week off, we had to get our 1-hour-ing this morning, so I got 290.
Oof.
I was pretty happy with that.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's big.
But squatting-wise, I think 210's the best I did.
He squatted a 210. Have you hit a 210?
Well, he's got me in trap, but I've got him in squat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll just call it even then. Let's not do any more testing because I'm a bench bitch. I've got little spaghetti arms.
You go.
No, I just want to stay on this. 290, where are you at?
No, I think before 2015, I was 250, so shades away from...
But you're like probably.
That was popping a grape, little hemorrhoid out the butthole.
Nah, honestly, that's really good. That's also my like 5-rep one.
It's good for Drew.
That's warm-up for Caleb.
Hey, Caleb, we've been reading a bit about the Blues the last few days. Can you give us a bit of an insight into your teammate Anton Segner?
Yeah. It's a good one. That German born and raised, came over here. I think during high school, he said, and he's a funny guy. Him and Angus Ta'avao, the loudest in the team. Honestly, they have no volume level. It's just loud or they're not talking at all. So but he's a good guy, good kid, and yeah, just a real good teammate.
I wonder what brings him over from Germany.
I'd say his parents.
Or a plane.
Nah, so yeah, but you've got to have an opinion though, yeah. Like his parents are still there, Drew, so you're wrong.
Yeah.
So the story is that he was playing soccer, correct, Tom?
Yeah.
And there was a coach, a Kiwi coach, correct, in Germany, and he spotted him and said, forget this centre forward crap. Come over, you're a big man. Come and play some, what is it? Is he a flanker? What position?
Yeah, back row, yeah.
Yeah, back row.
Lucy.
Brought him down to New Zealand.
They must have some cash at the Blues. I want to check that salary cap.
He probably took it all too because it's paying for his flights and the accommodation and his car, so he's got it all.
So that's a very interesting story. I didn't know there was. Is there any rugby in Germany? Can anybody?
Yeah, there's teams. They're a team. Yeah, they're an emerging nation. Yeah. They've got. I think there's like Munich Sevens or something. It's one of the decent satellite sevens calls.
But say he played as a kid, so I think there is.
Yeah, nice, mate. And how are you finding your form this year? And moving forward, and obviously halfway through Super Rugby now, one eye sort of later in the year with the test team and all that sort of stuff. You're feeling confident with where you're at?
I'm not too, like, I'm quite the person that just likes to stay in the here and now. So I've just been trying to have fun with my mates, and that's pretty much all I've been focusing on. So I can come home after a game and be happy. It's helped in the last couple of weeks, and maybe dad has other ideas, but I'm just happy with how it's going so far, and want to hopefully keep that rolling.
Speaking of the here and now, have you got a girlfriend? Are you single?
Nah, single. So
okay, so that's
anyone
perfect.
Anyone watching the podcast?
Yeah. Well, that's leads me into my favourite question. What's your favourite question to ask on a first date if you were to go on one?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm.
I haven't gone on many, so haven't had to think much about it.
No.
What's yours, Goyd?
What's your...
Mine?
Ooh.
Do you sleep on the first date? Because I'm not down for that.
No, right, I got you.
Nice, yes. Good save.
Yeah.
Did you have one then, Caleb? Sorry, I cut you off.
No. It would be weird. It would just be like, what's your relationship like with your family or something like that.
Yeah,
my
family's
always family. Nice. So,
Netflix as well?
Yeah.
Like, what shows are you into? Like,
what's your go-to?
I love Yellowstone when it came out.
Yeah.
I could talk to anyone about that.
Who would you think your character is if you were to, like, compare yourself to a character on there?
Oh, on a show, yeah. Which one would you be?
Yeah, that's very good.
Oh, you'd have to be Rip, wouldn't I?
Jamie, did you say?
Yeah,
tie me to a horse.
No.
You seen that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Caleb, obviously there is a bit of a new All Blacks era happening. Scott Robertson at the helm now. Are you excited about working with Robbo?
Yeah, he's we've had a camp earlier in the year, and he has a lot different philosophies, and it was quite cool to see. And it's like a breath of fresh air. So I'm pretty excited if I get to join the team later on. But his track record speaks for itself. When he was at the Crusaders, they had given on the trot. So he definitely knows what he's doing, and he's got a good team around him as well.
You mentioned, that camp with Scotty Robinson earlier on in the year and it being a breath of fresh air. I couldn't imagine it being too fresh with the Broncos that he hit with, right? Just the amount of dirty air. I mean, what was the time there that I've forgotten his name now, the reserve half for...
Roy Guard?
What was it, a 419... Yeah. No, 416?
411.
Well, apparently it's controversial.
Really?
Wasn't it? Whether he beat Bodie's record? Is it confirmed?
The time said one thing, but then when the video showed when he ran past, it was meant to be another. But though, I'm pretty sure it was like 4:12, 4:11, or something like that. Something crazy.
It's outstanding.
Yeah.
Sprinting the whole way.
Caleb, they must do yards over in New Zealand.
I want to know what your time was. I want to know what your time is because,
that camp actually got my PB. So I was pretty happy. I got 4:30. I've never been in the 4:30s before that, but put a lot of work in after coming home post World Cup and just wanted to try and lose some weight and have fun.
Can you just explain to the... I mean, I know what a Bronco is. Yeah. I do them a lot. But for people at home that aren't aware of what a Bronco is, can you, Goit, I know...
There's no one better than the Goit to Goit,
no. So you go zero to the 20-metre line, back to the zero, out to the 40-metre line, back to the zero, out to the 60-metre line, back to the zero, and that's one rep. You've got to do five.
Consecutive, yeah.
Consecutive, and then when you get back after the fifth rep, after the 60-0, that's your time.
Which is a total of 1.2 Ks?
It is, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So Caleb did it in 4:30.
Yeah,
what are you doing it in, Goit?
No, nowhere near that.
Really?
Yeah.
Swoop?
Lies.
He's 4:30. He's a 4:30 runner.
No.
He's
a Swoop, you're best. Runner. You did one in Cobert.
I got a
4:30.
Yeah, 4:29.
Yeah, there you
go.
Oh, of course
God.
You did.
I always had a bit of hamstring awareness on Bronco Day, so I just old-balled it and got out of it.
That was me the last few camps.
Put him on the ride. Yeah. Caleb, earlier in the year, you came over and trained with the South Sydney Rabbitohs. See where I'm steering this.
Yeah, rugby league. He loves
it. Rugby league. Hey, I saw on a news report that you said if Greg Inglis picked up the phone and called you, that you would switch to rugby league to play for the Rabbitohs. Is this still the case? I mean, because we know how they're going this year, Caleb.
Oh, he's still a hero of mine. And, you know, I feel for them at the moment. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I'm getting a call too.
Is it? It's not Greg Inglis, is it?
No. That's my agent. Surely we.
He's probably telling you to get off this podcast.
If Greg Inglis rang, I'd probably say no. But, they're just... But he's still a hero of mine and someone I still watch his clips to get ready for a big game too.
Well, you said just before when you're talking about your Bronco, how you came back from the World Cup and you wanted to put the work in and come back fit and get a good time, which you did. Was part of that the Rabbitohs training? Like, how hard was that training that you did compared to what we do in Union?
I think I could only compare it to like the All Black camps and where and the All Blacks, you're on field for so long, would be on like 2 hours, almost three hour kind of field sessions. But the Rabbitohs, they're already 6 weeks into preseason, so their field sessions were just short, sharp, and intense, which is, for me, I love that. I can't like stay engaged and stay focused when there's too much talk, especially on field. So for me, I got chucked in the deep end, had to learn on the go, and that's what I love doing.
What position would you play if you did crossover?
Probably the wing, because I like to play. Growing up, I was a fullback, but I don't think I could take the pressures on NRL fullback nowadays.
Carrying out a yardage in NRL nowadays, though, as a winger. Like
Dele Manu on the weekend did 349 yards from fullback.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
That's crazy.
It's a long way.
That you talk about, Swoops about earlier, that hurt me because I had the Knights at the start of my multi.
That was real tight.
He'd love to see it though. He's the number one ranked in the Super Rugby competition for meters gained, sitting at 558 meters.
Oh, he loves a stat Swoop.
Well, it's right in front of him.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine this bloke catching a receipt and just running towards your front line. Like, I mean, you'd hate to be.
We don't want
to
imagine that. We want to imagine.
Yeah, we want to keep him there.
Rugby,
oh, you're right. If we're going to imagine anything, I'd love to imagine like a TV show. If you were in it. What show would you love to be a star in? Any TV show. Is there one person or anything in particular you'd love to be?
A bachelor. Nah.
Went well for the honey badger, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, he's married now. He's got a couple of kids.
I know, but
I just put it at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
We want to come on the show as well, don't we? Did you have another answer there other than the bachelor, Caleb?
That's the only one that comes to mind, so I'll just stick with that.
Yeah, nice.
Stick with
that one.
Very good. Hey, guys, did we have anything else for Caleb? I'm just aware he's got to go at 5:30. Did you want to get into the quiz or did you have another?
Yeah, just one more, I guess, just on the wingers. Obviously, there's so much depth there in New Zealand. Talia on the opposite side to you in your own team. But how do you go in mentally up against the opposing wingers, knowing that arguably week in, week out, you may be vying for something bigger later on the year?
Yeah, it's just going back to sort of what the goals is. As for me personally, that's getting the ball on my hands, running, and just sticking to my strength. So knowing that whoever we're up against, or especially for me, other New Zealand rugby teams, like I always look forward to those clashes because that's potentially who you go up against when it comes to the black jersey. So, yeah, just try and stick to my strengths. And I always just want to beat the opposing person. And you're on my way. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, do you throw any lip?
I'm not much of a lippy player, but I've been more reactive. If something happens to me, then I'll be like, oh, you want to go? Over the years, I've always been the guy. I was the guy. No, stop. Yeah. Stop fighting. Nowadays, I'm like, yeah, come with it.
Is there a player that you can remember, like your favorite, that you've run over someone? I know we said last question, but Drew, you were talking about a goal of yours to get your hands on the ball as often as possible. Defenders obviously don't want that. Is there one player that you can, or one moment you can remember where you absolutely beasted someone, almost like Jonah in 95, you know, against England, something like that?
I remember back in my under-20s days, played against England in the final and ran over the fullback pretty well, and that stuck in my mind. But probably more recently, I think a couple of years ago, I had to run into my mate Tom Wright.
Oh, yeah.
Got him good at Eden Park, so just getting to do that in front of my family. But, you know, Tom Wright, he's my mate, so... said sorry to him after and went on our way.
Now, we are getting to this quiz, but before we go, I know I said last question. But I've had Ollie.
Drew actually said it.
Sorry, Drew. I've had Ollie hold up some fingers. He's held up 7 fingers, which I believe means I should ask a question about the sevens. Caleb, you obviously won silver in 2020, well, technically 2021 with the All Blacks. We've just seen the Kiwis win both the men's and the women's in Hong Kong. Any thought to you at any change switching back to the sevens?
Nah, I had my go at that. I was a traveling reserve, so didn't end up getting on the field. But I think my time in sevens is done, and hopefully can just 15 or 13.
Shit question.
Ollie. Yeah, there's not many sevens players trapped deadlifting 290.
Hey, I don't know. Maddie Levi might be meeting her. Goodness me. Did you still get a medal, Caleb, for even being in the reserves?
Nah, I just got a handshake and said, thanks for coming over.
Nah, I reckon everyone bullshit. Gets a medal, surely. Yeah. I think even staff get it.
I'd say so. They hand them out to anybody. Hey, let's do this quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
It's time for the quiz. All right, this one, it's all about Caleb Clark. Is the subject.
Okay. Oh, you're
guys,
kidding.
Subject is Caleb Makes Clark. Sense. You three will be competing against each other. You know how it works. Mm-hmm. Caleb, if you could do us the honour of revealing the answer once we get to it. Now, I believe that in this little chat, you guys have revealed 2 of the answers already.
Okay.
So poor little sweaty Tommy over there is trying to write a question as quick as he can. He's just handed me a bit of paper. He is panicking. All right, question number one. Can I do question number one, Tommy? Thank you. World Rugby did a video segment online to find the fastest player in World Rugby, and Caleb won the challenge. Who did he beat in the final stages to claim the title? A. Louis Rees-Zammit. B. Ange Capuzio. C. James Lowe. Or D. Nemanja Nadolo.
It's not Nadolo, please.
Can I...
you want to go first?
I'll go
lock
first.
It in, Biff.
Sure. Yeah. I want to go little man crush of mine, Ange Capuzio.
B, who would you like to go?
Capuzio.
B.
I'm just hitting it. Drew's got his finger on the pulse. I'm going Capuzio.
Oh. Caleb.
Yeah, that's correct. So B, Ange Capuzio. It was actually meant to be Louis Rees-Zammit. So.
You're not always going first.
Yeah, molto bene grazie.
Just don't let Drew go first.
Oh, that's a good shout. Okay. Question number 2. After Caleb Clark's first start for the All Blacks, where they beat the Wallabies 27-7, what did a New Zealand fan do after the game that made news? A. Ask Caleb for his game-worn underpants. B. Streaked across the field with body paint saying, I love Caleb. C. Handed Caleb a prize sheep to give him after the game.
Prize sheep?
Sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Bah. Mm-hmm. D. Called Crime Stoppers to report several tourists being run over.
I don't know, but that last one rings a bell.
It's a bit mean.
Crime Stoppers.
Oh, really?
I know it's mean, but somewhat rings a bell.
No.
Unless it was...
No. In, mate. Don't be thrown off by me.
Lock in the last one.
Okay.
I'm going to go the streaking.
Streaking, B.
Yeah. I'll go Lucky Undies, but I think it might be D.
Lucky Undies. Caleb?
No, I think it's D2, but I don't actually know.
It is D. Yeah,
none of the other ones sound familiar.
Yes, somebody rang up.
Oh, really?
And said,
I thought that was one of Tommy's jokes, you know?
No,
score check at Footy Park?
Score check, swoop 1.
Swoop 2.
Swoop 2.
1-1.
Kick to come. K, Caleb was given a nickname whilst in the Blues and All Blacks camp that he isn't a big fan of. What is Caleb's nickname? Are we doing this, Tommy? I suppose he's over there. He's not going to come and hit me. A, Jabba the Butt. B, Caleb Clark-Dashian. C, the King of Digibooty. D, Caleb the Coin Collector.
Oh, because...
Djibouti.
I'm going to say the Coin Collector as they get on the bus.
D, Coin Collector.
C, we'll see.
C, the King of Djibouti.
Djibouti.
I'm going to go Coin Collector just to catch up on Swoop.
Coin Collector. Caleb?
That was A. Jabba the Butt.
People are nasty. Don't listen to them, mate.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm a Star Wars fan, so when I knew who it was after, I realized, oh, now can you change it, please?
There we go. Score check. None of you got anything there. 2-1-1. Question number five, I've been alerted to by Tommy. In a 2020 test against the Wallabies, where Clark had 12 tackle busts from 8 runs, a completely dominant performance, what did Caleb accuse Aussie skipper Michael Hooper of doing to try and effect a tackle on him? Was it A, pull his hair, B, threw out a lazy boot for a trip, C, pull his shorts down, D, grab him by the orchestra stalls?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the stalls.
Stalls, D?
Might have had a ratty back then too, did you?
Ooh. Had long hair back then, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go the long hair one.
I don't pull his hair, think the Hoops would throw a leg out, but maybe pants down.
Pants down.
Pants down tackle.
Caleb, the answer?
He grabbed me by the nuts.
He's dirtbag.
Yeah.
Nah, I think it was an accident.
It wasn't. Happened at training all the time.
He's got form.
Caleb, did you try and get Hoops back?
Nah, our physio was saying to try and get him back, but I think I just put a fend on him later on and was like, yeah, that was it. But it was nothing special.
I thought a nut for a nut would be fair.
It's very hard to go for someone's nuts, though.
Yeah, it's the old
nut. I think... got me good too. Actually, really hurt. I still remember it.
Yeah. All right, I've been handed question number 7. How many test tries has Caleb scored? Oh, he really worked out. That was a tough one, Tommy.
Yeah.
A5, B7, C8, D4. Just a reminder, 2-2-1.
Who's ones? Drew.
Drew.
I'm going to go 8.
8, so C, Swoop. What are you reading here? Don't look. You can't look. Swoop.
No, no.
I want to say 4.
4.
7.
7. Caleb, the answer?
I don't actually know. I'm trying to count myself. So it's not many.
You got him?
It was 5?
It is 5. Oh. Ding, ding, ding. Yes.
None of us got it. Who was the closest?
Yeah, 7. Yeah, if you're below, you're out. Yeah. Generally.
Okay, tiebreaker. This is the tiebreaker.
Sure.
How much through. Will the Wallabies beat the All Blacks by this year? Closest wins.
One.
There you go. Everybody wins. Hey, we're just going to call it a draw. We don't have anything else. We've got to let Caleb go. Caleb, thank you so much for joining us, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Go well for the rest of the year, bro.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Caleb.
Great fella.
Great fella, yeah.
Lovely.
Superstar. Lovely, good to watch as well.
Mm. If only he had that temperament out in the field.
Yeah. Terrifying. How would you have taken him down on the wing?
Oh, I wouldn't have.
Okay.
I would have, like, maybe...
by the agates.
No, like, slowing yeah, down for the second man in to make the tackle.
Mate, whatever you got to do. A lot of people like to... what's it called? They link us to... somebody's put up a Wallabies thing, and there was one during the week... you versus England and somebody just running over the top of you?
No, I don't think he ran over the top of me. It was me chasing Chris Ashton. Everyone's like, I'm like, fuck off. He was fast. Good on him.
You slipped a little.
No one said anything about Will Genia's turnover and James O'Connor not chasing. Like, don't turn on me.
Don't throw Rabs and William.
I haven't gone back and watched that clip at all. Came from the other side of the fucking field.
Yeah. I should not have brought it up. I regret it immensely. Okay, it's time for our brand new segment. It's called... I don't know if we'll make one in there anyway. It's called Northern Hemisphere Legends, just to keep the NHLs happy.
The NHLs.
Yeah.
They're great. Can we use that?
The NHLs.
It might be copyrighted for some.
Oh, what else is it?
Ice hockey. Isn't
that game over there?
Have you heard about the World Club Cup in 2028? They are going to get listen to this, 4-week tournament will be held in the Northern Hemisphere in June of 2028. It will include 8 teams from Europe, 6 Super Rugby teams, and 2 from Japan. So the top 8 in the Champions Cup, the top 6 finishers in the Super Rugby, and the 2 finalists in Japan, they'll take it on. And I guess it's lots of cash, strong commercial gains for all the clubs and stakeholders involved. However, some countries might miss out.
Good.
Yeah.
It's on merit. Like, if you're having a World Club Challenge, you can't just have the teams represented from every country just because. If they're not the best, then they're not in it.
How keen are you as a player, though, to have another tournament thrown in there, you know? Like, and it's not like a one-off, like the winner. You've got to play off. Like, yeah. I'd be a bit against that.
Yeah? So well, it'd be factored into your contract, so they'd give you plenty of cash for it, Goit, so maybe you will be right.
Sounds like I'm in.
Swoop?
Yeah, I reckon it'd be great.
Fantastic. Okay, European.
Well, I think it just stops some of the debate because, you know, like everyone up in like top 14, so that's the premier competition. People in England say the English Premiership is. Us down here, we say that Super Rugby. Like,
a lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Does Japan say they're the best?
They're going to be top 4.
Swoop was parading like he was world champion, yeah.
Japan are apparently going to be top 4 by the next couple of years, so... That's what their new coach has said.
Who's coaching them?
I'm not sure. EJ.
Beaver. European quarters. This is in the Champions Trophy. Mm-hmm. Now, we've been given a game to analyse, nice and quick. Harlequins 42. They defeated your old team, Swoop. Bordeaux 41. What's your read on it, mate?
C'était un dommage. I mean, the stage was set. Full house at Chaban de Mars, quarterfinal against Harlequins. I mean, the week before they played Saracens, which, you know, got a really good review of. and they played, you know, brilliantly. But this game just didn't seem to go their way. Harlequins were too strong in D. But, you know, it was a high-scoring game. It was
close finish.
41-40 in the end, 81 points in 81 minutes. And Bordeaux brought it back and could have grabbed it at the end. I think Luku missed the conversion at 76 minutes to put them in front. And they just couldn't scramble in that last 4 minutes, gave away a penalty. And then Harlequins actually went for goal, but not for goal. They went for...
Kick it dead.
The moat.
Yeah, right.
And dead, and that was it. So it was sad to see because there's actually quite a few Aussies playing for Bordeaux. You've got Pete Samu, Adam Coleman.
Kane Douglas,
Ben Tapawai. And they've been travelling really well. You know, they'll do really well in the top quarters, but it's a shame that they didn't get through to the semis.
That was really good, that assessment. Yeah. Harlequins have never been in the quarters before. Wow. And obviously, friend of the show, Joe Marler.
Yeah.
He didn't play. So congrats to Joe.
He's still at Shell.
Yeah.
Sniffing the whiff.
Still in his car. Danny Kerr didn't play either. Right. Who had Leinster 40 defeated La Rochelle 13 gets
you? Yeah, that was me.
Yep.
How good are the crowds too?
Mm. Oh, no.
Once you watch the European competition, absolutely humming.
You know what? It's boutique stadiums, mate.
I wouldn't call it boutique. The Aviva was holding 85 or...
Yeah, sorry, I was looking at your one. Oh, no, it's the game I looked at. On you go.
Yeah. Leinster, they're class above. Yeah, obviously La Rochelle, they've got the history. I think they won the last 2 years. Is that right? In the Champions Cup. So they're going for the triple.
It's tough to do.
Tough to do. I don't know too many teams that have done it.
For those of you listening, they just bumped fists and smiled.
Leinster, they're very similar to Ireland. Like the way they play, everyone knows their role. They just move at motion in attack. They're unbelievable. I think Jameson Gibson Park.
No, he's in good form.
But he's great for Ireland too.
Yeah.
Creates so many decisions around the ruck.
He can play anywhere.
Yeah.
I think for Ireland, one of those.
Filled in on the wing. And knew the role, like to run an inside ball off one of the players during the World Cup there. Yeah, but he's just a very smart player. I think a lot of their attack comes off him. He scored a try. had one disallowed. Well, not disallowed, called held up, but I thought he scored it. But, yeah, they're looking pretty pretty dominant, Leinster. And La Rochelle, you know, I thought they've got some great players there. They've been dominant for a long period, but I think they just came up against a better team on the day.
Very good. Gits, nice work. I was next. Northampton 59 defeated the Bulls 22. That was my game to watch. It was done at a boutique stadium, wasn't it? I thought it was great. Bulls picked their B team, which is quite controversial because they want to win the league rather than the European final. So they left their best players at home. Willie LaRue, Cannon Moody and Kurt Lee Aronsa were all left at home. And apparently it was going to be 8 flights for the team from Pretoria to Northampton, or 8 different airlines.
Trying to work that out. You can't go direct. You've got to go to Joburg. Then Joburg,
yep.
There must be nothing direct coming in. I can't see how they can get 8.
Yeah, well, that's what they're claiming.
Maybe unless it's 4 there, 4 back.
Yeah, maybe I didn't think of that. Maybe that's, yeah, that's fair enough, actually.
Yeah.
9-3 demolition in a great game of touch footy. That is my
good summation.
That's punchy.
Well, Northampton, they take on Leinster next week. And we worked out on this podcast, I should not give my opinion. So, I know, Sweep, you've done yours. Drew, Toulouse 64, defeat. Jeez, there were some scores on the weekend. Yeah. Defeated Exeter 26.
Yeah, I mean, Toulouse are looking sharp. Like, who does that mean they've got then? They've got
Toulouse, they take on the Harlequins.
Harlequins, so it's going to be a Toulouse-Leinster final, you'd imagine. Mm. And I say that with respect, but Toulouse, just they just look like they're absolutely humming. DuPont, interestingly, didn't play Hong Kong last weekend, stayed back to play with Toulouse. Maybe the Champions Cup was the reason why.
He heard Holiday Swoop was going to Hong Kong. Yeah. He was avoiding you.
And then partnering up again with Romain Entimac, who got injured just before the World Cup last year. You know, the French halves pairing right there, steering them around. You got Thomas Ramos on the bench for Toulouse. I mean, spoil of riches there. I mean, he started at fullback for France last year. He started at 10 for the Six Nations at one point. So to have that kind of calibre off your bench, there's Manny Miafu, who played at the Winger Rats. He's now eligible for France. He's playing for France now. And Richie Arnold, the brother, identical twin of Rory, those two in the locking position. So a couple of ties to Aussie team, to Aussies. But, yeah, I mean, across the park, Toulouse, just their quality of player on starting but also bench, I just think they're going to be really hard to beat. That final, if it is what I predict, it's probably going to be the other two now that I've said that.
But no, you don't mock anyone.
Yeah, I'm predicting Leinster Toulouse final.
Whoa.
You did say before we came on the pod that you thought it was theirs to lose.
Oh, I did. Yeah. But I see what you did there.
Yeah.
You just wanted to replay my that. Joke.
Yeah. It was very good. I enjoyed it from start to finish. Hey, what a segment. God, that's a great segment. Some juice, give me some juice.
I got air five.
Secret sauce.
Yeah, that's a great segment.
Give me some secret sauce.
That is.
Give me some.
That is a bloody.
Prof, give me a secret
sauce. Sorry, give me. No, am I doing that?
Yeah, no, you go that way.
It's not weird at all. There you go. That was Northern Hemisphere Legends. Watch that get a sponsor, boys.
Mm. Yeah.
One of those Northern Hemisphere.
Like Guinness or something.
I reckon Selfridges would be lovely.
Oh, Harrods.
They had so many options.
What do you see the perks being out of Selfridges?
They'd have a plunge pool for sure. I've been pushing a plunge for a while now.
This is all you're after.
Yeah.
Gents, we are going long as we always do. All that's left to do is the halfway Wallabies starting 15. This is where you put your learned eye over the players that have been playing at the moment for Australia and you pick your 15. You've each been assigned positions.
Yes.
Let me run through these.
Not happy with one of them.
Okay.
As in the number I was given.
If I can find this, I can never find anything.
Well, we start with me. I was a 3.
Thank you.
6, 8, 10, 12.
Well, should we go? Let's
start
do it
with
in
me?
Order, right?
No,
we'll do
six. Go with one.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, mate.
But he was fumbling through his pages that I had. He didn't have his glasses on.
Okay, just put in Angus Bell, number one.
Angus
thanks.
Bell, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
He's obviously got a toe injury, but if he gets on top of that, he will walk into that spot.
Bell. We've still got Slips as well. He's been on the pod.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
A little bit of bias to the pod.
I'd have Slips at 3 because he plays both.
Interesting.
So if you don't put him there, we'll see how much love you give him.
We may as well skip to number 3 then.
Let's go through and we'll come back to 2.
Okay.
Who would you like?
Slips. I did have, you know what? Semi Talakai would be good. Just because he's a great singer.
Yeah, he's
you
a
need
fantastic
someone who can
singer.
Sing there.
Yeah. Do you want me to do
you
want to
go
a reserve?
No. Talakai?
No, I do don't want no. to. He's not been on the pod, so.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Fair enough. And then the hooker, that was you, Swoop.
Let's go back to 2. That was me, the Faz. My boy, Matty Fassler.
Okay.
Can get around the park, Faz.
Yeah. Oh, I can, mate. Loves park.
Love Spark.
Yeah.
Love getting around.
This is a great segment. Four. Who's got the four? You do, Drew.
I'm going to go.
sorry, I'm going to make these a short distance.
Will Skelton.
Oh, yeah.
I know we said really? Superb rugby, but we're picking our Wallabies team.
No, I thought he wears five.
I'm putting him at four. I want him behind that tight head or that loose head, whichever one the four packs down behind.
I want him doing what the five should be doing.
Like, can we get someone who's actually
I'm doing this.
Literate?
Tommy, you come in and write it. Sorry, apologies. Then what comes
five
after
was
four?
Swoop.
Yeah, five was me. A couple of honourable mentions.
Oh, don't. Just pick it, please.
Kate
and leave him
Neville
out.
Bartos.
It's cutthroat.
Luke
just do
Hunt,
it.
Salakai Lotto. I want to go with Frosty. The Frost.
Yeah, I like it.
Bronze. Very good. The six you had, Gits?
I'm going with Bobby Valentini.
Ooh,
bit
he's of
a been
there.
Destructive the way he carries.
Is he the first man picked for the Wallabies at the moment?
With his Brumby on each chest? Yes, I'd say so.
Drusa?
There's no N.
There's no N in Valentini. That's okay. Yeah, perfect. Do you just want me to write Fraser McWright? Or do you...
Yeah, Fraser. Straight
Fraser,
in.
There you
I
go.
Know he's in the Naughty Boys... chair this week with the red card, but the form he's in, he's also walking into that spot.
And he's been on the pod.
Yeah. Eight gets...
Number eight, I've gone with Charlie Cowell.
Ooh,
he's good.
Could be a bit of a bolter.
Yeah, I like it. Just the way, I think also, being as mobile as he is, it just changes the way the Wallabies will have to play with him there, and I just would like that style. I think it would suit us.
He's playing well in that sort of Pete Samu role out wide as well in that 5 metre channel for the Brums.
Yes.
Yeah. I like
and
it.
He showed against the Reds, and as Slips pointed out, he wasn't known for the tough stuff.
Yeah.
But he was big in that game.
Swoop, the nine. What do you got?
Hard to go past Tate McDermott.
Yeah. Talking of, well, another naughty corner this week.
Yeah.
A couple of naughty corners.
Swoop likes a naughty corner. He's a naughty boy.
Any particular reason? Only name that came to mind?
No, he's the best. Yeah, it's tough, right? I think Jakey Gordon's doing a good job, but Tate, you know, you can see the potential that he has for the team moving forward over the next 10 years. This bloke will play full.
Interesting.
Gets the fly
even
half.
Halfway.
Noah. Lolosio.
Why don't you pick another Brumby? Pick another one.
Sorry, son. I pick who I like.
You've gone 3-3, haven't you?
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what I did? I didn't notice. Well, I think a lot of the tens are all playing some good rugby at the moment. I just like the confidence that Noah's come back with after being at Toulon. And also given time in the saddle in one position, you see how comfortable he is at Super Rugby level, and then at Test level it's not the same because he only gets a couple of games to really find his feet. I like the way he's playing. They beat the Reds their last game, and he was a big part in that. So,
happy with that, guys?
I'm pretty happy. I tell you what, Noah would be pretty happy with that coming from Gits. I reckon any 10 would be happy from that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Having Magito.
Number 11, Drusa.
I'm going to go.
Go on, mate.
Marika Krumbete.
You don't like anyone playing in Australia, do you?
Well, no.
Mitchell or?
No, I think Marika's been our best outside back for a number of years. I know he retired after the World Cup, but he's since retracted that.
Oh, great.
Redacted or retracted? Anyway, he's available again. And I think he's still got a lot of class anyway. I know there's a lot of good young ones coming through. The Tool Shed, Derby, and a number of other guys are coming through. But I think, I'd go with Marika at this point.
The 12 gets.
Well, I was going to stick on the Brums, but Swoop's throwing his toys out the cot. So I've gone with, I'm going to go Hunter, Paisami.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's playing well, even though on the weekend there was this one touch that I saw him off phase play where he played like an old Emmett style swoop, the no-look pass out the back and attack the line. There's just areas of his game that I've seen him develop, and I thought he was an out-and-out 13, but then watching some of the things that he's done recently, I've been pretty impressed with him. So
you got that one,
Tommy? Hunter.
Very good. Now, out-and-out 13, Swoop, you were one. Can you pick one for us?
Yeah. I'm going to go Fluke. One, because I think, obviously, they've got a really good combination or partnership with Hunter. But also, a couple of his reads in defence this year has been class. And also, you can find the line.
Mm. Yeah.
Gee, Len's hard.
Yeah,
anyway.
Nicky Tell might have words to say to you.
He's got a real issue with the Brums,
doesn't he?
Yeah, it's
even
personal.
Even though all that bloody Brumby on his chest.
sang the song.
But to be fair, I haven't seen too much of Nicky Tell's form this year. So that's probably my fault. So
yeah.
Sorry, Len. Yeah, look, that's on me. Still rate you. Still great. But
was it a bad ending at the Brums for you, mate? What happened there?
Move on, mate. We don't have long.
No, okay, yeah. Not that one. What number are we up to?
14.
14. That's you, me. Swoop again.
So there's no tool. I'm going to go the Lancaster Bomber. He lands in the 14 position for me. See what I did there?
Love it.
Yeah.
So witty.
So no tool shed at all.
Oh, I know.
Is he on the bench for you, the tool shed?
Yeah, well, the tool shed can fix anything.
I might put him on the 12. Bench.
Hey?
Move him to 12. We can't have... No, it's just a joke.
Yeah, get Dubs in there.
You know, there's still a 15 there, Drew, where the tool shed could just slide in.
Yeah, I know. But the tool shed's not playing 15.
Who is?
We need a buddy rogue redhead, Andrew Kellaway.
He's on the podcast.
Friend of the pod.
Yeah, like it.
Friend of the pod.
Yeah. And playing well, though.
And of course. Not playing very well. Yeah.
A couple of nice little touches.
Yeah.
On the week.
Tom Wright's been going well.
Yeah, Tommy's doing well.
I mean, look, the good thing is it's not a straight up selection because there's been so many players in form.
Yeah.
You know, 41% of wins against New Zealand teams.
Good signs for Australia rugby. That's why they're all getting beef eaters. Sorry.
What about halfway Wallabies coach if it's not Joe Schmidt? So out of the five super coaches, and that's on you, Prof.
Oh,
you go?
Oh, right. That's a good shout. I was going to go Leslie Kiss just because we met
him. He's been on the pod, yeah.
We can't go DC. Oh, probably Bernie.
Yeah, nice.
Would you go Brumbies. Bernie?
Well, no, I would, you know, swoop.
No, I was talking to Brendan McKibben and Mitch Chapman, who work with the referees, and apparently Bernie's blow up after a trial. He gets big. He gets my cheese. No good, Bern.
Oh, who are you going here then? DC?
He's always had it in him too.
Kevin
Bernie,
Foote, Simon Cron.
Ooh.
I reckon it'd be very different if he was talking with the referees face to face, Bernie. He'd be good behind, you know, his keyboard and texty and that. Yeah.
Such a warrior.
Yeah.
All right, we'll leave it blank. Very good. That's a good answer.
That was a shit question, Swoop.
Where can they find us?
Out of that.
Yeah.
Swoop, you want to do this again? You're very good before. Where can people find us on socials?
Kickoffs and kick-ons. And if you're finding us on YouTube, there's an and in between, right?
Very good.
What about old mate up in Hong Kong? He goes, comes up, loves the show. He goes, kicks on and kicks off.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, kicks on. Kicks off.
He loved it. Absolutely loved the show.
Still can't find us.
Yeah. Still can't. And like and subscribe. Again, kickoffs and kick-ons.
Get your merch on the link below.
Yeah.
Send in your pics of your merch.
Yeah. Wearing your merch.
Give us some.
And any social schnitties.
Yeah.
Send them in.
Send them in.
Just send us a photo of you getting around a snag on your beef eater.
Yeah.
Wearing the pants high. That's what we want to see. All right. Hey, thank you very much. That was the Coco Show for another week. All done and dusted. Druza, you know what to do.
Cuckoo!
G'day. Please, if you liked the show, well, show us you liked it by pressing like and subscribe so we can exist because we don't have any more money. We need your support. And make sure you check out our other videos.